This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American
right.
dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Or, you know, send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Always curious as to what you think about the show. Think about what's going on, topics we're discussing. You can always ask me to discuss a topic or I don't want to say deal with, but deal with an issue and bring somebody on that may be an expert in that area. Really. So just let me know who you'd like to see on the show, the topics you'd like to hear discussed. The other thing, you know, you get text alerts too, which I was never a real big fan of until recently. So you get a text alert by simply texting TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. All right. So I was supposed to do this earlier, but I forgot. Justice Gorsuch, he torched Roberts in the liberal wing of the SCOTUS in that Nevada church case. Now, again, having should have the right and the ability to worship the way we want to, but Roberts has gone sideways. You know, I had the same conversation with Rick Green and Brad Dacus, and, you know, is Roberts still the guy that we thought he was? I don't believe so. Somebody suggested he was moving more towards the left because he was trying to make the court, I don't know, more balanced. But the law is, you know, you can say it's balanced. It's definitely equal, but it's not. Not like that, it isn't. This is about balance between right and left. It's not balance between conservative and liberal. Right? It's balance between an equal opportunity to prove your innocence. In Nevada, it seems being in the entertainment business has more leeway than those exercising their constitutionality or constitutionally protected right to worship. And we've got this COVID outbreak going on. No duh. The state's had limits on capacities of certain locations. Churches, right, with no more than 50. So for everything else, from movie theaters to casinos, it's much more than that. Now think about that. So when it's... In a church where they're doing worship, you're regulated heavily. In a casino where they're spending money, losing money, sometimes their life savings, not so much. Now, Chief Justice Roberts seems to think this all makes sense. He sided with the liberal wing of the Supreme Court in a case of a church who challenged the unfair standard. The Supreme Court votes 5-4 to reject a bid by a Nevada church to ease limits on the size of services. The Supreme Court on Friday rejected a request from a church in Nevada to block enforcement of state restrictions of attendance at religious services. The vote was 5-4 with Chief Justice Roberts joining the court's four more liberal members. The court brief order was unsigned, gave no reasons, which is typical when the justices act on emergency applications. The court's four more conservative members filed three dissents of 24 pages. Calvary Chapel, Dayton Valley, and Dayton argued that the state treated houses of worship less favorably than it did casinos. right? They threw in restaurants and amusement parks for good measure. Those businesses have been limited to 50% of their fire code capacity, while houses of worship have been subject to a flat 50-person limit. I told you earlier, these aren't stupid people. They know what they're doing. Justice Alito, in a dissent joined by Justices Clarence Thomas and Brett Kavanaugh, he wrote, the distinction makes absolutely no sense. And it doesn't. I mean, I love these guys, but it doesn't. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Was this on Twitter? You can't put that many words on Twitter. Eh. Justice Gorsuch dissenting from the denial of the application. He said, this is a simple case on the government's edict. A 10-screen multiplex may host 500 moviegoers at any time. The casino, too, may cater to hundreds at once, where perhaps six people, you know, huddled at each crap table. Large numbers in close quarters are fine in such places, but churches, synagogues, and mosques are banned from admitting more than 50 worshipers. Wow. I mean, I wonder if that includes, like, you know, the pastor and the support team. Really, seriously. Now, somebody told me, I got to check it out, though. I don't know how true it is. That it does not, it only applies to people who are paid. I know, it sounds kind of weird. I'm not so sure I believe it, but I am going to check into it. But again, this shows you they don't care about you. They don't believe in what you believe in. They don't even believe in your right to believe in what you believe in, which again is fascism. Is it Brian Stelter? Yeah, that's his name. Doesn't he look like a little mealy-mouthed liar? I think he does. He's accused of breaching the network's confidentiality agreement with Sandman, and it may cost him his job, one could only hope. Chief media correspondent Brian Stelter may have landed himself in hot water. That's according to the attorney for Covington Catholic High. Sandman announced that the Washington Post settled a $250 million defamation lawsuit filed over its botched coverage of the viable confrontation. We'll hit more on this on the side of the break. Joe Mattini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
We are back. Joe was in your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855. Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in that chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And you know what? It doesn't matter who you talk with. First of all, maintain respect. That way you keep them from being stupid. And if they do, you've got them. You've got them right where you want them. And just lay it out there in a way, well, I was going to say, in a way they can understand it, but I know that's tough from time to time. Oh, God. You know, like this guy's a real goof. Brian Stelter, you know, the CNN person. He just can't keep his mouth. He doesn't know when to stop. And none of them do, really. He is the chief. Did you know that he was the chief media correspondent for CNN? And again, he got stupid with the Catholic high school. You know, they just feel like they've been wrong terribly. How could this kid deserve anything? So last week, Sandman announced that the Washington Post settled a $250 million defamation lawsuit that he filed over its botched coverage of the viral confrontation with a Native American elder. We find out what the truth is later from other videos, but CNN couldn't wait for the other videos. CNN couldn't wait to actually report the truth. They were too busy enjoying the lie that they were stepping out on. Sandman's attorney, Lynn Wood, spotted the retweet from Brian Stelter of a tweet written by attorney Mark Zayed, who speculated how much money the teen walked away with from the settlement. He writes, "Those with zero legal experience, as far as I can tell, should not conjecture on lawsuits they know nothing about. What kind of journalism is that?" Zayed said. "I've litigated defamation cases, was undoubtedly paid nuisance value settlement and nothing more." So in other words, what the attorney is saying, they paid him to go away because there was no value to the case. They paid him $250 million to go away? Oh my, please, report on me. Wood accused of reliable sources, host of breaching his network's own confidentiality agreement with his client. This retweet by Brian Stelter may have cost him his job at CNN. It's called a breach of confidentiality agreement. Brian Stelter is a liar. And Wood says, "I know how to deal with liars." So he writes, "Sandman undoubtedly paid nuisance value settlement, nothing more." He links it to the Twitter. Or the tweet. I'm sorry, the Twitter. Listen to me. The tweet. And Stelter just, again, they just don't learn anything. They're so sure they are right, and it's not their money. Wouldn't it be great if somebody looked at him and said, "Hey, you're losing 10% of your revenue while we pay this off"? Would that be cool? Just saying. You know, we are bound to protect the people that help us get our show out. I'm on a national network. I signed an agreement with them that said, I won't do these things that get them in trouble like this, or else I'm liable for it. I'm on the hook for it. But, you know, he's the biggest shots over there at CNN. Responding to the tweet, Wood wrote, "Heads are going to roll at CNN, or Nick Sandman's going to file another lawsuit." Wood leveled a civil charge against Washington Post reporter Dan Zak, who suggested on Friday that the Post settled for a small amount in order to avoid a more expensive trial, later adding that it's the American way. Zak has since deleted his tweet, but he doubled down on the assertion, writing, "I deleted about 30% of my tweets within 15 minutes. All are deleted within 4 months via tweet delete, except really old tweets, which tweet delete doesn't seem to reach. I'm sure there are plenty. There are plenty of people who got copies of those tweets that went out. Why delete them if you believe in them? Why delete them if you believe them to be true?" The spokesman for Washington Post told Fox News that Dan's tweets were taken down because it had no basis in fact. Dan has no knowledge about the agreement whatsoever. On Friday, Sandman touted the victory against the Washington Post on Twitter. He said, "I filed a $250 million defamation lawsuit against the Washington Post. Say it turned 18. And WaPo settled my lawsuit. Thanks to Todd McMurdy and L.L. Wood for their advocacy. Thanks to my family and the millions of you who stood your ground in supporting me." So true. We have to support these people. We have to give these young people a reason to come out, a reason to step up for their rights, and don't encourage them to step away. Well, you don't want to get anybody upset, son, so we'll just walk away from... No, walk away from nothing. Stay with it. Unless you're walking away from the Dem Party, in which case, please, walk away. You know? Sandman offered a not-so-subtle warning to Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey. He said, "We've settled with WaPo and CNN. The fight isn't over. Two down, six to go. Don't hold your breath, Jack." I like that. Wood similarly wrote for our present to Nick Sandman to celebrate his 18th birthday. It was the gift of justice. Right? I mean, it was that simple. A spokesman for the Washington Post told Fox News that we're pleased that we have been able to reach a mutual agreement, resolution of remaining claims in the lawsuit. Right? And you know, the other thing, you notice that what these guys aren't talking about? They're not talking about Joey B's women that he assaulted. Right? They went away somehow. I wonder how that happened. Really? Do we hear about the women that Joe may have tried to assault? Just curious. Ah. Now, if it was Trump, it'd be 24/7. It'd still be going on, right? Amazing. Now, we know this goes back to March 2019, right? They filed a lawsuit against CNN for coverage of the incident before all facts had surfaced. Now, the teen originally was seeking $800 million in damages from CNN, NBC, and The Post. Todd McMurdy is the attorney. He said that lawsuits against as many as 13 other defendants will be filed. You know, it's about time. It really is. It's about time that somebody start calling these people. Now, $250 million for CNN, that's like a $20 bill for us. Not a big deal for them. You know, the Washington Post, same thing there. Think about that. Bezos, richest man on the planet. Another $20 bill for him as well. So, I'm senior host. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Got a lot more coming up after the break. I do not want you to go away. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The biggest test yet of an experimental COVID-19 vaccine got underway, with the first of some 30,000 Americans rolling up their sleeves to receive shots created by the U.S. government as part of the all-out global race to stop the outbreak. The glimmer of hope came even as Google, in one of the gloomiest assessments of the coronavirus staying power from a major employer, decreed that almost all of its 200,000 employees and contractors should work from home through next June, a decision that could in influence other big companies. Final stage testing of the vaccine developed by the National Institute of Health and Moderna, Inc., which began with volunteers at numerous sites around the U.S. given a real dose or a placebo. It will be months before the results trickle in, and there is still no guarantee the vaccine will ultimately work against the scourge that has killed about 650,000 people around the world, including 145,000 in the United States. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. You're listening to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-SHOW. 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us again. On the air, I'm waiting, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, really, for all, you know, intents and purposes. And again, if you're not getting informed, stay away from Facebook. You make the rest of us look like fools. And I'm trying to be nice about it. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So just before you get out there spewing things and talking about certain things, just do me a favor and make sure that you've got the right information. Again, as I said earlier, otherwise, We are exactly what we rail against, if you know what I mean. Right? And don't be that. Just don't give them the ammunition. Get informed. Get engaged. Get a clue, as they say. 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5563. Love all these... somebody sent me information. All these... what are we going to call them? All these peaceful protests going on across the country right now. The beauty is that, you know, at night they get, well, they perceive that they get away with more. They probably do to a degree. But, man, we have got to learn how to push back. We have got to learn how to open our mouths. Some of you do it already. I get it. But some of you don't. I don't know why. You know, seriously. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Let me get back at it, because I got, you know, again, some of this stuff just totally drives me out of my mind. And when you start really, you know, sitting back, reading, oh my God, did I swear on the radio? Reading? Now, some of you don't like to read. You know, it's just, again, you read some of these things going on, and you have to scratch your head and go, this can't be happening. Not in this country. No way. But you know what it does? Some of these crazy things happen on a regular basis. We need to be paying attention. All right. Well, originally said I was going to talk about white fragility. My God. The Heading the list of books recommended for anti-racist reading is White Fragility by Robin DiAngelo. And I've heard Robin DiAngelo in interviews. Yeah, another one, about 49 cards. Maybe 48, I don't know, in that deck. She wants to address her fellow white people. I mean, does she think she's going to win brownie points with BLM with this stuff? The primary inhibitor of successful confrontation of racial tensions is what she's written. Why is it so hard for white people to talk about racism? It's not. People like you make it hard. See, in order to be successful in anything you do, when you come at something, you have to come at it from a position of strength and understanding. You make it sound in your book that a lot of young people, I mean, let's just rip the young people apart, that a lot of young people are reading and having to deal with, you make it sound like there's no redemption for the white person. When you say that somebody is bad just because of their skin color, and you know what, I don't want to hear that blacks have been in that position forever, because they didn't get it from my family, they didn't get it from people I know. Seriously. Now, amid this nationwide call for anti-racist education, White Fragility by Robin DiAngelo has gained massive popularity and among, you know, universities across the country. The book, which shot to the top of the bestseller list, followed the death of George Floyd, and now the widespread, what they're calling movements, I'm going to call them protests, riots, have been highlighted on recommended reading lists by universities and nationwide, including Ivy League schools such as Cornell, Harvard, and Yale. Glad to see that your $100,000 a year for their education is going to a great thing. Campus Reform decided to find out why. The angle that sets this book apart from similar texts is likely its development of white fragility as a catalyst of all racial conflict. So I guess we dominate because we're afraid and we're fragile. I never took that class in white school. I didn't know there was a class. How come I didn't get that class? White fragility, according to DiAngelo, it's a phenomenon that occurs when people of color confront white people on race-related issues. Categorically, white people react with a range of defensive responses, which includes emotions such as anger. We don't know any other group that does that. Fear. Guilt and behaviors such as argumentation. So we're not supposed to argue. We're not supposed to deal with it. We're not supposed to talk back to it. Your book wants to know why we can't talk about it. You're saying if we try to talk about it, if we speak back to it, we're guilty of it. Aren't you? Just by the mere title and subtitle of your book, you're suggesting that's what it is. Silence and withdrawal from the stress-inducing situation. I'm not. I'm full. Both feet in, chest in, arms in, head in. Right? And you think, I mean, I'd love to have these. Some, you know, my dad used to say it years ago. It's so true. People are so educated that they lose common sense sometimes. And then sometimes they get so educated that, you know, when you talk about superiority, and she clarifies the behavior by saying that that is born in superiority and entitlement. You think because you have a PhD or a doctorate or you've gone to college, you are superior. And you're entitled to believe that you're right about everything. And that you're entitled to come down on us and tell us what we should be thinking and what's right. The only thing you have different than me is a piece of paper that makes you believe you're smarter than I am. That's all it is. Now, I'm not taking away from anything for people who have college degrees, because it's great to have a college degree when it comes to psychology or even, you know, some of the math skills and English and that kind of thing. Doesn't make you better than me. May make you better in that area. And I love these people like DiAngelo. So if you got a PhD in psychology, why is it I can sit two in a room? And they have two totally different opinions. I can put five in a room. I got 12 different ways to look at them. It's a practice for a reason. It's not an exact science. There are some foundational things that are the same, but it's not an exact science by any stretch. White fragility is not weakness per se, she says. In fact, it's a powerful means of white racial control, and it protects the white advantage. You remember, I used to say, if you've been listening to the show for any period of time, years ago, I used to say, they start using words, phrases, and terms to make you feel inadequate, to make you feel stupid. Like, oh my God, I don't know what that means. They must be smarter than me. They do it to demean you and belittle you. Again, it goes back to the trophy stuff, right? They give you trophies to make everybody feel equal. Well, you're not equal. Some kids do run better, jump higher, run farther. They're better at baseball. I stunk at basketball. I couldn't hit the basket if you stood me next to it. I didn't go hide in a corner and start crying. I didn't feel I was terrible. But I stunk at everything. I was good at baseball for whatever reason. I was good at hockey. You know, I was a good sandbag for football. Put up on the front line. Just tell them to fall. She also recognizes that white people do not like to be classified at large under a broad category. She predicts throughout the text that white readers will reject her arguments because of the sensitivity. No, because they're ludicrous. Right? This is a tendency that they must simply learn to overcome. So this goes back to what I said to you when Obama was president. You cannot question them at all. If you questioned Obama at all, you were racist. It's not because you honestly didn't believe that he didn't have a clue. It's because you were racist. Think about that. It's so wrong on so many levels. But they don't want you to know that. They don't want you to know they believe that. But again, it's their way of getting you to shut up. If you don't agree with a black president, or in his case, a half-black president, then you're a racist. We all know it's not true. Period. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. people who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want you to let me know. As a matter of fact, some of you said you don't like to call. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Let me know, you know, what the issue is. No joke, for real. You know, I mean, where you're at with all this. This is white for Joe. I'm done with it, by the way. I mean, because you can't argue with these people. White fragility. Are we serious here? I just find it interesting. The way they talk about this stuff. It's embeddedness. We got it from birth. And you Christians that buy into this? Shame on you. I can't believe it. And I do mean that. Shame on you. There's no reason for it. It's not in your Bible. God doesn't call it out that way. So you're either going to believe the government, you're going to believe a couple of lunatics, or you're going to believe God. One of the three. You choose. Okay, so let's have some fun. A little bit of fun, anyway. Where was I? Forgot where I was. See, you guys are no help here. Steelers, finally, a football player. Yeah, I figured it'd have to be the Steelers. finally, a football player says, no, I'm not partaking of this nonsense. Stephen, I guess his name is Stephon Tuitt from the Steelers defense, says that, you know what, I'm not kneeling for the flag. He says, also, I'm not kneeling for the flag, and screw anybody who has a problem with that. Tuitt wrote on Twitter, my grandmother was an immigrant from the Caribbean. She worked her butt off to bring 20 people over here over the right way. She had no money. She educated herself to be a nurse, and she's living good now. Wow. You mean the American dream? Where she actually was able to do and partake of the things she wanted to partake of, be the person she wanted to be? In 6 games last year, Tuitt finished with 22 tackles, 3.5 sacks. He missed the final 10 games of the season after tearing his pectoral. Earlier in the offseason, Tuitt's teammate, Cameron Hayward, said that the team would protest in unity, however they choose to do so. I think we want to stay united in what we do and what we want to accomplish, Hayward said during a conference call with reporters. Tomlin always told me that if we win a Super Bowl, that's not enough for the city of Pittsburgh. We want to leave a lasting change in our community as well. This is the best you can do. Bending a knee for the national anthem, that's the best you can do. With all the money you people spend, with all the money you make, people make, you can't invest in some of the inner cities and in and around Pittsburgh. I've been to Pittsburgh. They need help. Not meaning that in a negative way, but they could use some help. Why don't you give some money back to those schools? Why don't you help those inner-city schools do better, have the right equipment, the right computers? All I've been hearing about this distance learning is how tough it is for inner-city schools, right? Because they don't have the money, they don't have the resources, they don't have. But you guys have it. Kaepernick, $16 million a year. What did you do to make life better for your old community or any community around you for that matter? Let me help you. Nothing. Seriously, this is what makes me crazy about these people. The money, it's not that it doesn't matter to them. They don't get it. Some of Tua's teammates have a different feeling about kneeling. It will be interesting to see how this really starts to play out. You know it's not going to be easy. But I hope he doesn't. I don't know the guy. I don't watch sports. I don't know the guy. Okay? But man, I gotta tell you something. You know, again, stick up for what you believe. He's putting it on the line. Kaepernick didn't give up anything. He was on his way out anyway. They couldn't stand him. He was a lousy player. My understanding is he still is. They have a sports agent just blasting Mike Ditka over his national anthem comments. That's racism behind his fake patriotism. Of course it is. You see how they throw that word around? It means nothing anymore. When somebody calls you a racist, just giggle. You know why? Because they call everybody a racist and isn't 100% on board with them. So let me see. If I don't believe in the BLM process, I'm a racist? Really? Wow. Providence sports agent slammed NFL legend Mike Ditka on social media Sunday after the Chicago Bears coach said that players who don't stand for the national anthem should leave the U.S. Ditka told TMZ Sports, if you can't respect our national anthem, get the hell out of the country, his words. That's the way I feel. But, of course, I'm old-fashioned, so I'm not going to say what I feel. So I'm only going to say what I feel. David Mulligetta, who is the president of the Athletes First, which represents Aaron Rodgers, Derwin James, and Earl Thomas, among others, took issue with Ditka's comments. This doesn't surprise me at all. Mike Ditka traded his helmet in for a white hood as soon as he retired from football. See how they throw that stuff around? Racism hiding behind fake patriotism is still racism. All right, here's the deal. When you disrespect the American flag, it's not the flag you're disrespecting. It's not the colors on the flag. It's not the material. I mean, we've been through this a million times. It's what it represents. And if you don't know what it represents, or you think it represents something but negativity, then you're ignorant. Really, seriously. You have no clue what that flag represents. You don't know anything about America's history. You have locked in on one part of America's history, which is, you know, slavery, as if we're still doing the same thing today. Hundreds of thousands of men, white men, died to help free the slaves. But the interesting thing is a lot of young black people don't know that. It is sad that they're out there pulling down statues. Most of them can't tell you when the Civil War was. Most of them can't even tell you what it was about. Most of them couldn't tell you who won. But they're out there ripping statues down. It's just amazing. You know, I love this. So they want to, you know, there's a movement afoot to wipe out the U.S. and have it start all over again the right way. Really? How does that happen? Will the Native Americans pay us back for all the improvements we've done on the property? You know, the money made? I mean, these people don't think they do not think things all the way through. It's really sick. And so if you don't respect the flag, if you don't respect the national anthem, if you really believe it only stands for one thing, which is white supremacy or anything along those lines, then you are an extremely ignorant human being. This country is so terrible, so bad. You've heard this a million times. People are doing illegal stuff to get here. That's how bad this country is. Most immigrants you talk to, illegal and otherwise, all tell you the same thing. It's been a lifelong dream for them to get here. They wanted to make it in America. Sad part is that a lot of them who were running away from lawlessly came here lawlessly. So instead of the churches, look at you guys in here. Let me give you a suggestion for you football players and other players who make lots of money. Kaepernick in particular. Do you know how much your $16 million, 10% of your pay, $1.6 million, do you know how much that would do for getting illegals, people came here illegally, getting them the legal counsel they needed to stay here? But see, you're not interested in that. As long as it doesn't affect you financially, you can't be bothered. And the rest of you guys that make big bucks throwing a baseball around, a dead pigskin around. How much are you doing for the inner city schools? What are you doing, you know, for those kids that are going to poor schools? What are you doing for those illegals that you feel so strongly about in getting them the legal counsel they need? You doing anything for them? See, it's okay to break the law. The left doesn't see that as a problem. Really, seriously. And it just shows you where they stand. If you're an illegal, look at how much support they're giving to BLM. Look at how much support they're giving to the Antifa people. That are smashing down, burning down cities, rioting in cities. I'm telling you, the Democrat Party needs to change their mantra. It's the party of non-responsibility. They do nothing wrong. Look at, what's her name? Mayor Lightfoot, or whatever her name is. She does nothing wrong. That's scary in and of itself. Hey, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Hey, tell your loved ones, your unloved ones, your relatives, whoever, that you can irritate, because I don't mind, irritate the crud out of, let them know about the show. Support the show. Help me, you know, just get the message out. Everybody's out there. Everybody's trying. Anyway, God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me all week long. I do appreciate your time. I do appreciate your emails, even when we don't agree. But tell others about the show, and we'll catch you back here tomorrow.